Affection of the parents. I have earlier mentioned how my father persecuted me before, and even after my conversion. But later, he became sure that I had not become a Christian, for a temporary gain, but I had a great thirst and hunger for righteousness. Therefore, I suffered all this persecution. I was convinced about the finished work of salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Now, he started coming to me. My mother also visited me from time to time and brought along with her my favorite food items. She went home only after making sure that I had eaten the food she brought. She enjoyed with great satisfaction as I ate the food she cooked with her own hands. My father also witnessed that my life was very humble and simple. He then tried to offer me a house. He said, "We are living in pleasure while you are in poverty. I feel very sorry about this. I will give one house to you. By staying there, you will also get some money as rent." But I declined his offer. I told him that all his property, land and houses were purchased with the income of idol worship, therefore, I could not accept any of it. I had already accepted poverty for the sake of God's kingdom. Yet, the world and everything in it belongs to him. I thanked God for delivering me from such a temptation. My father died in the first plague. My mother sometimes comes to me to take my advice. My younger brother Balaji, who was given in adoption to Mr. Vahikar, and the youngest brother Vaman, who was just 4 days old on the day of my baptism, often came to me and listened to the gospel. Balaji was not very interested in the gospel of Christ because the house into which he was adopted was very rich. He feared that on becoming a Christian, he might lose his right to the property. But he loved me very much. Vaman was convicted of the truth of the gospel and the salvation accomplished by Christ and was ready for baptism. I sent him and Govindarao Bhide, who through my fellowship desired to come to Christ, to my dear friend Reverend Sumant Vishnukarmakar at Vasai for further training and experience. But my mother was troubled because of his departure. As Balaji learnt that Vaman was at Vasai, he went and brought him back home.